I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Early childhood education programs that serve low-income children and their families with meals, education, and career support will also be affected by the automatic federal budget cuts. Head Start program centers across New Mexico are facing a 5% budget cut, or about $650,000. Deborah Baca is with Youth Development Incorporated. She says they've been given a lot of flexibility as to where to make the cuts, and that it might not mean dropping children who are currently enrolled in Head Start programs. Instead, Baca says they'll consider cutting the number of days of service for each child in order to spread the impacts evenly. But Baca says they're scrambling to come up with ideas that won't impact kids and families.
We're looking at all of our lease agreements and asking our landlords, you know, we're faced with a cut. Can you share the expense?
Vacant positions will likely remain empty, and Head Start centers will be holding policy committee meetings to develop plans that are supported by parents and administrators alike. But Baca says the cuts will hurt programs that are already strapped for funding.
It's kind of hard to backpedal. And so when you have budget cuts, you know, they say, please, please make it the first priority not to affect quality. Well, when you have to lay off people or you have to cut days of service, that is quality.
Meanwhile, the sequestration would also affect federal funding for childhood vaccinations in New Mexico, just as the state is seeing a skyrocketing number of pertussis or whooping cough cases. The State Department of Health launched a public awareness campaign to encourage people to get vaccinated after infections jumped over 300% in 2012. The numbers for this year are looking even worse. Joan Bombeck is a state epidemiologist. She says infection rates are up 65% from last year's record numbers.
Vaccination is definitely our biggest and most important tool.
The automatic federal budget cuts would mean $54,000 less in federal funding for vaccines for children, according to the Obama administration's estimates. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.